Pakistani police are blaming Taliban extremists for a bomb blast Sunday at a busy marketplace in the northwestern city of Dera Ismail Khan. District Police Chief Muhammad Iqbal tells VOA the death toll is likely to go up because some people were critically wounded. He says that there are several children among the injured and described the terrorist attack as a reaction to the anti-insurgency military operation underway in the country's northwest. Pakistani security forces are engaged in major anti-insurgent operations in a militant-dominated region known as Malakand Division. Military commanders say successes against extremists in this fighting have prompted the Taliban and their allies to hit soft targets in urban centers of the country. The bomb attack came hours after a suspected unmanned U.S. spy plane fired a missile on a vehicle in the tribal region of South Waziristan, killing at least three suspected Al-Qaeda operatives. The border area is a known stronghold of Baitullah Masood, leader of the outlawed Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan. The extremist commander has claimed responsibility for major attacks, including suicide bombings across Pakistan in recent months. The latest such attack occurred Friday at a religious seminary in the eastern city of Lahore, killing one of the country's prominent religious scholars, Muhammad Sarfaraz Naimi. The killing of the anti-Taliban cleric provoked deadly airstrikes Saturday by Pakistan military in the South Waziristan region. Army officials say the strikes targeted militant hideouts and killed as many as 30 terrorists. But they would not confirm whether Baitullah Masood was among them. The fugitive Pakistani extremist commander is also wanted by the United States for ordering attacks on U.S. targets in the region. Washington has offered $5 million reward for information leading to Masood's death. The man is believed to be the main link between Pakistani militants and Al-Qaeda as well as Taliban extremists on the Afghan side of the border. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.